Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to tonight's regularly scheduled City Council meeting. The cameras are rolling, the microphones are on, and I proudly call this meeting to order and ask our city clerk to please take the roll call.
Chuck Brown.
Here.
Don Cummings.
Here.
Ralph Dantino.
Here.
Dorothy Flanagan.
Here.
Sam Hill.
Here.
Dean Kilberg.
Here.
Craig Maladra.
Here.
Richard Marks.
Here.
Ron Singer.
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg.
Here. He approves this here.
We begin tonight's meeting with the Pledge of Allegiance. And we're going to ask our city treasurer, Mr. Pat McQueenie, class of 1983, Geneva High School, to please lead us in the pledge.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pat. Ladies and gentlemen, we begin tonight's meeting with some sad news. Most of you should have received an email from me earlier in the day regarding the passing of a longtime Geneva resident and Geneva High School teacher and varsity basketball coach, John Burton, who passed away. I did have the pleasure of speaking with his wife earlier today. They're hanging in there. They're doing well. They're gathering with family and friends, and obviously it's a difficult time for them. And for those of you who might not be aware as well, over the weekend, a good friend of this community's, a longtime friend of this community, local business owner, and former neighbor of mine, Carlton Juby, passed away. So we've lost two distinguished citizens in just a few days, and it's difficult. We know it is, and sometimes the simplest things we can do mean the most. So the city flag at City Hall is lowered at half staff and will be throughout the week, and I would like to ask all of you to join me in a moment of silence to honor both Mr. Burton and Mr. Juby, and to let their families know that we share their pain and their grief, and they are in our thoughts and our prayers.
Mr. Mayor, may we also add Janet Safanda, a longtime Genevan who also passed away, and most people in this town have know her and run across her and the many, many things she's
absolutely
done in the city.
Mr. Brown had received that word. I did not, so thank you for sharing that. Yes, please do. Thank you, everyone. We have a nice meeting tonight, a lovely meeting tonight, as Mr. Marks shakes his head.
We'll figure a way to drag it out.
First item of my business is Mr. Marks' presentation.
What?
You didn't get the amended agenda?
I can dance and sing.
Item 3A is to consider Mayor's appointment of Robert Freeburg to the Economic Development Commission.
So moved.
Motion by Alderman Singer.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Hill. You all have in your packet materials via our friend Ellen DeVita. Mr. Freeburg is here with us this evening? No, he could not make it. I know I saw the emails bouncing back and forth. So we have a motion and we have a second. All in favor of this motion, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Great. Good news. Item 3B is to consider the mayor's appointment of Barbara Merrill to the Strategic Plan Advisory Commission. Ooh, this is exciting. Barbara's with us this evening. Barbara, do you want to join us at the podium? Awesome. Nice. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Welcome.
Thank you.
We all have a copy of your application. 41 pages. That's very impressive.
Only 41?
You've been vetted. Fully vetted. It's unbelievable. Well, we're excited that you're willing to serve.
Thank you.
That's very exciting.
I'm excited as well.
Other than what you've prepared in, for our review on your application, is there anything else you'd like to share with us?
Just my enthusiasm to get in there and dig in.
That's awesome. Well, it's a great group you're going to join.
Thank you.
And you get to, of course, work with Stephanie.
Absolutely.
Which is equally exciting. Anyone have any comments or questions for Ms. Merrill? Any relationship to the Merrill family, the famous Merrill family of Geneva?
No.
We have a motion.
So move.
Second.
Singer, a second by Alderman Maladra. All in favor of appointing Ms. Merrill to the Strategic Plan Advisory Commission, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Congratulations, or good luck, one of the two. So.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you for serving.
You get a free dinner tonight anywhere you want. In St. Charles, yeah, there's. Wow, item 3C is the presentation of the Strategic Plan Advisory Commission annual report. Why do all the SPAC members sit in back?
So we get out quicker.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Man, a smart group.
I'm afraid of you.
Well, it's the clip.
We can move closer.
Clip on time.
Welcome.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm Mark Brault. I'm the chairperson of the Strategic Plan Advisory Committee, otherwise affectionately known as SPAC. I'm here tonight to present the 2011-2012 annual report. And I will promise to be brief because Stephanie will whip me. But also, I was just brought up a quick story. When last year when we were presenting, we had a full house here. And someone pulled out the agenda and looked at it and said, oh, man, what is SPAC and how long are they going to take? So I promise we'll tell you who SPAC is, and it won't be painful. Painful. Sorry. It's a Freudian slip.
Yeah.
So our members for fiscal year 2011-2012, Bob Backus, Mark Brault, Chris Curione, Sue Gibbons, Leslie Juby, Brad Kuntz, Maureen Levy, Zach Ploppert, and Jeff Walsma. The City of Geneva Strategic Plan Advisory Committee is a group of Genevans who believe that the collective energy can be a catalyst for a common good throughout the community. SPAC is an advisory board that gives life to the city's strategic plan by prioritizing community goals, sharing them with the city staff and elected officials, and assisting in their implementation. Additionally, SPAC supports various subcommittees, including the International Cultural Exchange Committee, the Bicycle Pedestrian Committee, the Natural Resource Committee, the Student Government, and Geneva Learners. So fiscal 2012 was a very exciting and interesting year for SPAC. The year began with the election of officers, Mark Brault as chair, Brad Kuntz as vice chair, Bob Backus as treasurer, and Leslie Juby as secretary. Additionally, members were assigned to serve and liaisons to the various SPAC subcommittees. In the fall, we had the annual town meeting. This year's focus was the city's response to the Emerald Ash Borer. The public was invited to learn what was going on with the removal and replacement of ash trees, approximately 50 in attendance. The night was also an opportunity to recognize the hard work of all the SPAC subcommittees. The SPAC subcommittees have continued to grow and mature as they continue to raise the public awareness to their individual messages. The following is just a brief report of their annual activities. The International Cultural Exchange Committee, or the ICEC as we call it, Cynthia Albright, president. The summer of 2011, they had 19 French students from the Kwasi area, the sister city. They also had the delegation from Geneva to Kwasi. It was six Geneva local artists traveled to Kwasi to exhibit their work. Also, open meeting for our friends and supporters. It was October 11th. Fund and Friend Raiser, March 14th. Some of the upcoming activities for this year, participation in the Swedish Days, June 23rd and 24th. The summer 2012, welcoming two groups of French high school students from the Kwasi area. Still looking at the sister city search, focusing on another city in Sweden. Also looking to update the website. Planning a Kwasi delegation visit, October 9th through 13th this year. The Bicycle Pedestrian Committee, which we call the Bike Ped Committee, Dave Peterson, Bike Ped Chairman. The Bicycle and Pedestrian Committee met in March, April, September, and October. The committee has continued assisting in the Public Works Department and identifying locations for bike racks and other infrastructure improvements. Public Works installed trail improvements along the west side of Wheeler Park and connects Stevens Street with the north end of the park trails. And many thanks to all those folks involved. Geneva Park District, Public Works, King County Forest Preserve District, St. Charles completed the Prairie Green Trail connection west of Peck Road near Kesslinger and Bridger. This provides a vital link to the Mid-County Trail System. Earth Day event was held in Peck Farm. The Bike Pedestrian Committee provided bike checkups and maintenance advice to over 50 attendees. The Bike and Pedestrian Committee provided a large map of routes and trails in Geneva and placed it in the information board and the wastewater treatment plant. Geneva Park District Island Park Bridge replacement project is underway, as I'm sure all you know. The Bike Ped Committee provided input to the Park District regarding the bridge features, helped write letters recommending the project, and providing feedback. The Natural Resource Committee, NRC, Jay Womack, NRC Chair. The NRC promotes awareness and fosters improvements in Geneva's environment by educating, taking action, and giving advice through events focused on raising awareness of conservation principles at the residential and commercial development scale. Some of the projects include Geneva Earth Day event, the Fox River Cleanup Day, Eastside Drive Fire Station Native Landscape Project, Second and Franklin Prairie Garden Project, Rain Barrels on Parade campaign, selling rain barrels and compost bins to promote water and resource conservation, which I'm sure all of you have seen, attendance at the Festival of the Vine, attendance at Gardenology to promote water conservation, design and support with Midwest ground covers for the gardens at City Hall, Wine, Cheese, and Trees, a fundraiser here to buy trees for the city. The Student Government Program. Student Government Program just completed its 11th year. In November 2011, approximately 20 students participated by spending the morning shadowing various city staff members. Following the shadowing, which doesn't sound so good, a luncheon was held at Wildwood. In the afternoon, the students participated in a roundtable discussion featuring elected officials from the City of Geneva and the Geneva School Board. Geneva Learners, submitted by Bob Mann and Ernie Mahaffey, co-chairs. Geneva Learners conducts education, information, and policy discussions weekly each Friday between 10 and 11:30 at the Geneva History Center. Discussion subjects are selected by the group, and anyone is welcome to attend. Regular attendees include members of business, professional, academic, and media public relations who enrich the discussions with the benefit of insight acquired over long periods of employment. Emphasis on the long. Many of the attendees have traveled extensively to bring the discussions that benefit the knowledge of all our cultures. Upcoming plans for fiscal 2012-2013 for SPAC. SPAC looks forward to another exciting year. At the end of the fiscal year, the committee said goodbye to several members, Sue Gibbons, Brad Koontz, and Chris Curion, and saw the student representative, Maureen Levy, graduate and move on to bigger things. This provides us with an opportunity to welcome new members, Keitha Lingam, Jennifer Main, and student representative Anna Dispensa, and you just met Barbara, who didn't even make the press at this point because it was last year's business. The committee looks forward to a new year of promoting the city and its goals, the strategic plan, welcoming new ideas, and keeping the citizens engaged in the community. As always, we especially thank Mayor Burns and the City Council and city staff for their support and encourage them to join SPAC and other various subcommittees during upcoming events. SPAC meets on the months of May, July, September, November, January, and March on the third Wednesday at 7 o'clock, City Hall, 109 James Street. Additionally, SPAC hosts an annual town meeting on the third Wednesday of October, which I believe is October 17th, which we may be moving that. I'm updated. So the subcommittees also meet on a regular basis with agendas posted in the City Hall, and any and all are welcome to attend. And also at this time, I'd like to recognize Stephanie Dawkins for her support of SPAC. She's the glue that helps a very fluid, diverse, and dynamic group work together and keep us moving in a positive direction that you just heard. So without her, I'm not sure how our meetings would go or be on time. So that is it, and I appreciate your time. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Mr. Brault. Comments, Mrs. McKittrick?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just wanted to mention that, as the council knows, one of my goals for this year is to update the strategic plan. So that is out. The RFP is out. The proposals are due August 24th. When I get all of those gathered together, I'll be taking those to SPAC and working with SPAC to bring forth a recommendation to the City Council to update our strategic plan. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yes, great. Thanks.
Any comments? Alderman Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I think we should remind the people out there in television land that there are previous projects like the skate park and river park, et cetera, which came under SPAC's wing at some point, which are now complete, and the city is better for it. And anybody who has ideas like that in the future are welcome to come to you.
Absolutely.
Or anyone else in the city.
Or anyone else.
Can't think of any other. Are there others that I must be missing something?
Alderman Singer.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
I'm sure, yeah.
Really, I don't think the council can thank you and the group that you support, the SPAC group that supports so many great things that go on in this community, and we just can't thank you enough for what you've done to make our community so vital and so presentable and just so pleasing. It's just a marvelous thing that your group does. So thank you for that.
Anyone else for Mr. Brault? So how's it going, man?
Good.
Good?
Very good. Very good. Peachy.
Peachy. Excellent. That's a Stephanie Dawkins comment.
Difficult.
Well, I thought
Ask
that was
difficult. What's 100 times?
How's the family?
Good.
Good. Good to hear.
Doing good.
And thank them on our behalf for allowing you to spend so much time doing all this.
And they were going to be here, so you can thank me. They aren't here. So.
Well, shucks. Yeah. Hopefully they're watching. Hopefully they're watching.
Yeah. So, great. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Perhaps the next person in charge of SPAC could have more enthusiasm. I don't know. It just seems kind of dull. So, number four, amendments to the agenda. Are there any amendments this evening from anyone on the dais? Item five is the omnibus agenda. All items marked with an asterisk are considered to be routine by this city council and can be enacted by one motion.
So moved.
Second.
Alderman Singer makes the motion. Alderman Vogelsberg makes the second.
I have a question.
Oh, yes.
If I can. I was looking at an email from Stephanie, maybe, and Pete, and I'm not sure if this is the right time to bring this up, but about that $280,000 to Cisco. In Pete's comments, it said they don't have a business model to accept that. They only have a net 30-day invoice. I thought we were going to get net 90 days. For one thing, and then the second thing is, I think they gave us a little discount for paying in advance.
The price is still the same. We just didn't have to pay the interest, and it is a net 90 days. Our first payment is due in 90 days, but it is. So that everybody was clear, the email is it's still a lease to purchase because they cannot sell directly to us. They have to lease it first. But once we make our payment, it's then a purchase.
Okay. All right, and then we don't have to pay.
We buy the lease.
October or whatever.
Okay. Well, we won't pay. Our first payment will be, I think it's November.
Okay, our only payment.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure. On the omnibus agenda, we have a motion by Singer, a second by Vogelsberg. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll call.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Dean Kilberg?
Aye.
Craig Maladrit?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Don Cummings?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. We jump down to item number 10, municipal bills for payment. Mr. Clerk, kindly read the bills for consideration.
Bills for payment total $1,288,651.22.
Mr. Mayor, I move that we approve and pay the bills as read. The individual bills that make up that total can be found on the city's website in the packet for tonight's meeting.
Second.
Alderman Brown makes the motion to pay the bills as read and as they appear on the city's website. That's second by Alderman Hill, just inching out Alderman Flanagan.
Ooh.
Just barely. Questions or comments?
I got the silver, though.
You did. Please strike that from the record. No questions or comments regarding the bills for consideration. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Dean Kilberg?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Don Cummings?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. We jump down to Committee of the Whole Items of Business, Item 11A. Recommend Ordinance Number 2012-24, granting special use at 318 South 3rd Street to allow cocktail lounge, et cetera, et cetera. You want to make that motion?
Yes, sir.
Alderman Hill makes the motion. Alderman second.
Alderman second.
Second by Alderman Maladra. Questions or comments? This matter was a 9-1 vote the previous session. Any comments regarding this matter this evening? Hearing none, seeing none, Mr. Clerk, please take the roll call.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Dean Kilberg?
Aye.
Greg Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Nay.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Don Cummings?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
The motion passes with 9 affirmative votes, 1 nay vote. Item B is an asterisk, I believe, isn't it? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Great. 13, new business. Anyone from the dais with any new business? I do have something to share, but I'll wait for the others. Alderman Singer.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. On behalf of myself and Alderman Flanagan, we would like to thank the Streets and Fleets Department for the marvelous way in which they handled one of our constituents' needs regarding a limb that needed to be removed, and it was asked to be done. And if I may quote this gentleman by saying this, he stopped at the Public Works Department this morning, which was on the 3rd. I gave the information to the person at the front desk, stopped downtown to get a cup of coffee. As I pulled up to my house, they were already looking at the tree. He explained that they had a pretty big emergency today and would it be okay if they came back Monday to cut it down. He says, what exceptional service. Please let your team know how much this really is appreciated. So, thank you, gentlemen. And that's all I have to say, sir.
Thank you very much.
Which it is. I would like to thank Mary McKittrick for all of her emails over the weekend during the storm. I really, really appreciate you keeping us abreast of.
Especially the photo. Yeah.
Yes.
Your microphone, Mary, if you could.
East Side Drive and Division.
I went down there. I couldn't find it.
It's gone
That's
already.
The tree they cleared after the coffee.
Yeah.
It fell all the way in.
It fell all the way up. It was huge.
I think it fell into St. Charles and they cleared it.
It might have.
Big one.
Yeah. Are we going to remind the people in TV land about Twitter? Because it's clear from mail that we've seen and comments on Geneva Patch and other places that nobody right. seems to know about.
Well, 1,500 people know about it because they were receiving the text messages that were going out. We did not send email alerts because those without power could not receive email for the most part, but more than 1,500 people were receiving our text messages over about a 4 or 5 hour period that we were sending out updates. So.
Actually, you'd be surprised. I had email coverage through it.
Some do, yes.
Yes. During the time, you know, if you have a laptop that's wireless to ATT Uverse, which I have, then neither went down. So, but the city's Twitter site is obvious for people who know anything about Twitter.
You can go onto our homepage, our website, and you can. There's a link there that will instruct you how to sign up. But that will give you text messages on your telephone, whether or not you have power. You don't have to have a smartphone to get text messages. That is the most assured way to get the information. We will be sending out email alerts as well. This is something new. Up until not this storm, but the storm before, the city had never sent out any kind of instant messaging, if you will. So we're trying it, and it does seem to be working because more and more people are signing up. We have more than 2,500 people signed up for the Geneva Mail and Geneva Mail alerts, and more than 1,500 signed up for the text messaging through Twitter.
I understand you use the word instant, but of course in a situation of the storm, it took a while for the Public Works to even understand the scope of the problem.
Well,
it can't be exactly instant.
the problem was that the initial situation was with ComEd feeder lines. So they were trying to locate where the problem was initially. And until they could do that, they couldn't give us any information. And that took a good couple of hours for them to understand what lines were down, what feeder lines feeding the substations were out, and then they were giving us that information. And then as soon as we got it, we were providing it. So,
thank you for that.
Excellent. You're welcome.
And Mary, I was just going to say, a couple of us were talking earlier before the meeting started, and sometimes people are afraid to send it for Twitter because they're afraid it's that whole Facebook relationship turning people down. But it is a way to sign up. You don't. It's not a social media per se, and you can just sign up to get the text. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be in totally into it.
Right. It's just text messaging that comes directly to your cell phone.
So it doesn't require any work, like, say, Facebook. So
right, and you can go to the city's website, and there's a link there that will take you there that you can click on, and there are instructions once you get there. You have to create your own account, and then you follow, quote-unquote, follow City of Geneva. And we send out texts at least a couple of times a week giving information about events, public safety information, weather alerts, if there's any advisories going on, anything like that. So we're using it more and more, but we do use it at least once or twice a week, just on a regular basis.
Mr. Nagel, I believe, follows us on Twitter, correct? As does, I always forget your name. Oh, yeah, Brenda Shorey. Do you follow us on Twitter, Brenda? Does the Chronicle? Yes, the Chronicle does. So. Anyone else? New business? Anyone from the audience? Anything at all? I have a special presentation. If you would indulge me for just a moment, we have a special guest in the audience this evening. And I'm going to invite this guest, who has been a resident of the United States for the last 4+ years. Mr. Rufino, please join us at the podium. See this handsome devil here? This is Davi Rufino.
I have a lot of questions.
Thank you for dressing up.
Thank you.
Now, Davi is from a little town. Actually, it's a big town called Maceió, Brazil. It's a town of about 1 million people. His parents and brother, Felipe, are currently watching this program via the World Wide Web.
Where's the camera, by the way?
That's none of your business. Hold on.
No, it's over there.
It's behind you, which is a good shot for you, and it's also right there. So you combed your hair in the back. Yeah. Just got a haircut from Great Clips, all of $7. Good deal.
No, 13.
Oh, you paid the full price? You need a coupon, man.
I do.
Mr. Runch just left us, which is a shame, because Davi is a May 2012 graduate of Augustana College. And over his right shoulder, to my left, is his girlfriend, my daughter, Emma. Ah. Now, what makes this oh so special is that you guys have been dating now just over a year, but he's been living with me for almost 2 months. No, it's been long, dude. It's
June 2nd.
And Davi, you're not ruined yet. Good.
I know. I'm leaving this Wednesday, though. So.
Yeah, he leaves Wednesday, back to Brazil. He has 5 interviews lined up. 2 mining companies, 2 oil companies, and dare I say the last, the Nestle Corporation.
Gunning for that one.
So, big time. He's a very successful young man. Came to the United States really knowing very little English. Virtually learned all the English you speak now, which is fluently, by
Books and sitcoms.
Books, that's encouraging.
That makes sense, because you do sarcasm very well. I mean, that isn't my sarcasm, but you, that sitcoms explains a lot.
Thank you.
So I promised Emma, my daughter Emma, who's also a graduate of Augustana College, working 2 jobs, helping to pay the new mortgage. Davi, this is for you, and hopefully your family is watching, okay? Are you nervous?
A little bit.
No need to be.
Yeah. Like, you've been living with me for 2 months, man.
I haven't been living with those, though.
Those?
These people.
These are august members of the greatest representative republic in the world.
Geneva. I love Geneva, you know that.
Yes, I do. Well said.
You help him move?
That's in here. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, he helped me move several times.
Like 15 times. And I'm not joking. This is true.
We're getting closer.
Make it after Thursday that I'm not here anymore. So.
Then you're gone.
I don't want to do it for the 16th time.
I have a proclamation for Mr. Rufino. It's a City of Geneva, Illinois proclamation. Whereas Davi Rufino, native of Maceió, Brazil, desired an American higher education experience. And whereas Davi Rufino chose Augustana College in Rock Island, Illinois, and earned a Bachelor of Arts degree in International Business and Political Science, and whereas Davi Rufino has resided in Rock Island, Illinois, and throughout the Chicago suburbs, courtesy of friends he made while at Augustana. And whereas Davi's last few months were spent living at the home of Geneva Mayor Kevin Burns and helped Mayor Burns and Amy Bykowski move into their new home. And whereas Davi's support of moving TNBs and LNBs with enthusiasm and humor made moving two homes into one more tolerable. And whereas Davi has been a welcome addition to the Burns family and will always have a place to call home when he returns to the United States, therefore, I, Kevin Burns, Mayor of Geneva, Illinois, in the United States of America, do hereby proclaim Davi Rufino an honorary citizen of Geneva, Illinois, and afford him all the privileges thereto.
Thank you.
This does not require a vote.
Great. You think it'll pass, though?
Yeah.
Enforce it.
Questions or comments for Mr. Rufino? This guy speaks fluent Portuguese, of course. You also speak what other language?
Just a little bit of Spanish and very basic French.
Basic French.
So, Davi, are you going to try and come back here, or are you going to try and steal Emma away from us?
A little bit of both.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I mean, with the line of job that I'm going to be in, I'm going to be coming up here a lot because Brazil, main trading partner, is the U.S. and international business and all that. So, and it would be very unwise for them to assign me somewhere else than the U.S. since I have the background here and can speak the language fluently. Understand the culture better than Czechoslovakia or somewhere else. Mm-hmm. They want to send me. Yeah.
You have some great interviews. Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, the question is, what did Davi do today in the afternoon? He watched Brazil play Spain in basketball.
I did.
Hoping that Brazil would lose so they wouldn't be in the United States bracket.
Yeah, but we won.
But you won. Which is a bummer.
So yeah, that's all right, though.
That's okay.
Can't win them all.
No, you can't lose them all. This is like Olympic badminton.
I know.
Brazil has a better team than Lithuania, and Lithuania almost beat the U.S. So.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Hey, anything's possible.
There's hope.
Anything's possible.
There is hope.
We're rooting against you.
That's true.
Share very quickly, and we'll get the heck out of here for you to celebrate tonight. How did you choose Augustana College? This is a fascinating story.
I wanted to come up here. I've always wanted to come up to the U.S. for high school and do a little foreign exchange program for 6 months or whatever it is. Never got around to do it. It's really expensive. And my mom was like, no, just stay high school here. That was fine. And then I wanted to do international relations, international business, political science. And I had a friend that was going to college up here. And I'm like, might as well just do 4 years instead of doing just 1 year, come here for 4 years. So I bought a U.S. map, put it in the back of my wall, closed my eyes, and then pointed, and it was Illinois. And then I Googled colleges in Illinois, and Augustana was letter A, so it popped up first on the Google search. And then...
Thanks for enhancing our reputation as a...
Wow. And you are such a highly intelligent guy. That's a good story.
That's a great reason.
I wouldn't share that as your interview. So.
This is all live now.
And then I got in, and the rest is history. Great 4 years. The Midwest is the best place that to be at. A lot of people told me that there's a stereotype of the U.S. being cold and I would be on my own out here, but I think I landed in the Midwest that I could always rely on people, and this year is just a symbol of all the 4 years I've been here. I mean, I never felt unwelcome in the U.S., so I thank all you guys for that.
And what's perhaps most notable is that Davi is famous also in New York because he went through a red light camera, and I got the ticket because it was my car.
I was not driving, nope.
So that was exciting. So you still owe $150 to Governor over there.
I'll send that
Bloomberg,
check.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I'll send that check. I'm not a citizen of New York, so.
In two more days, you're not a citizen of the United States. So.
I know. Never worry.
Well, folks, this is Davi Rufino. My daughter Emma's here as well, so thank you for indulging me. Davi, thank you very much.
Yeah, no, thank you.
If there's no additional new business, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move.
Second. Motion by Singer, seconded by Marks. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Cameras and microphones are off.